Welcome to the podcast of Fellowship Church in Dallas, Pennsylvania. To find out more about Fellowship Church, visit fellowshipefc.org.
Then he said to them all, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me." Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Fellowship Church podcast. I am one of your hosts, Chris Mott, and I'm joined by my super theological co-host, Jake Brown. What's happening, Jake?
You got to get some new friends.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know, but I just can't do it. I like listening to you talk too much, you know?
I do talk too much.
Yeah. So today...
What we got going on?
Well, this week, we're really excited because we have the opportunity to talk with a familiar face to Fellowship Church, and that is Peggy Maynard. How you doing, Peggy?
I'm fine, thanks.
It's a pleasure to have you here with us. Peggy currently serves with Global Fingerprints, serving the country of Liberia. Fellowship has been partnering with Peggy both prayerfully and financially for the past 6 years. And we have even had members of our church join Peggy on her trips to Liberia. So again, thank you for joining us, and let's jump right into it.
So Peggy, we just wanted to first ask if you could tell us about your calling to the mission field as a whole and in general, and then how you ended up partnering with Global Fingerprints and the country of Liberia.
Okay, well, when I was a young girl, I was saved at the age of 6, and even from that time, I had a desire to be a missionary and an interest in missions. I loved reading missionary biographies and was fascinated by that. And my aunt and uncle were actually missionaries in Liberia. And so I heard about missions in Liberia from the time I can remember. But as I got older, I got married, I started having kids, and that dream sort of got set aside for a while. And then as an adult, God gave me a passion for the poor. And I started getting involved in local ministries to the poor here in Pennsylvania. And he also gave me a passion for the gospel. So when my youngest left home and I had that dreaded empty nest, I thought, okay, now what am I going to do? And I have a lot of hobbies and things that I enjoy doing. But I thought, maybe I should pray about it and see what God wants me to do. So I started praying, and it was actually a 2-year process. And the first year, God said, I want you to be involved in something that involves the gospel, because that's what's going to last for eternity. And I wanted to make the most of these years that God has given me left in my life. And then the second year, actually Reach Global came to me and asked me to join the mission agency. And the reason was because they wanted to expand their Global Fingerprints, their child sponsorship program, into the country of Liberia. And our church was already involved there. And I was working with that through our church. I'd had one mission trip to Liberia with my church. We had gotten involved with some of the schools there and helping kids go to school. So I was already kind of doing what they wanted to do. So they came to me.
Awesome.
And to be honest, at first I said no. I said no because I was scared. I have to admit, I thought, this is a big thing. This is a nationwide program. How can I do this? I'm not smart enough. I'm not talented enough. And it was just fear. And then finally they said, we want you to come out to the main office. And I said, okay, I'll come, but I'm still not going to do it. And then when I went out there and talked to a couple of the gentlemen who were in charge of it, and I found out that I would be part of a whole team and they would be helping me to do it. And I found out that I could do it part-time, because that was another one of my drawbacks. I have a husband here at home who likes to have meals on the table and his food washed and or his clothes washed and things like that. So, and I also have grandchildren that I help with, but I found I could do it part-time and I could still take care of my husband and my grandchildren. And so I said, let me go home and pray about it for 2 weeks. Well, during that time, it just happened that in my devotions, I was in the middle of Luke, like Luke 9, 10, 11. And there were all these verses about like the one that he read about taking up your cross and following me, the fields being white unto the harvest, Jesus saying, let the little children come unto me. Mm. And all of these verses really convicted me that God was calling me to this ministry.
Wow. That's awesome. And my, you're talking about at first saying no, and because of fear, reminds me of Moses, when God calls him to lead the Lord. Well, God, you know, I'm not the best speaker. You know, are you sure? Because, you know, they kind of hate me. And God just like, listen, I'm the one who is in control of all of this.
Right.
So you are my instrument, and using you is how I'm going to receive glory. And so, that's really cool.
Awesome. Hey, Peggy, can you tell us about Global Fingerprints mission and work in Liberia? What does your involvement in this ministry look like? And that could perhaps be like a typical day working from home in PA, or what a typical trip to Liberia involves, et cetera.
Sure. First of all, you and I, all of us, are part of the Evangelical Free Church of America. Mm-hmm. Reach Global is the mission agency of the Evangelical Free Church. And one of the things that they do is this child sponsorship program. This started in Congo as a response to the AIDS epidemic. The local church there in Congo came to our missionaries and said, we have all of these orphans from AIDS. And usually in Africa, people will take in orphans and the village will take care of them, but they were just overwhelmed because of the AIDS epidemic. And so out of that, the Global Fingerprints program was started in Congo, and then it spread to Haiti and India and Liberia. And now we are in about 11 or 12 countries all around the world.
Oh, wow.
So, but I came on board just when we were starting in Liberia. And what we do in all the countries where we work is we look for a local church partner that is a good evangelical church. And our church partner in Liberia is the Evangelical Free Church of West Africa. And they're no relation to us. They just happen to have the same name, Evangelical Free Church of West Africa. But we call them EFWA because that's too much of a mouthful to say. So I'll refer to them as EFWA. And this is a church that is really on fire for evangelism and church planting. They are such an inspiration to me. They started with one church in Monrovia, which is the capital of Liberia, back in 1996. And now they have hundreds of churches all over West Africa.
Wow.
Wow.
It's amazing.
Praise God.
They, you know, of course, they do this with hardly any resources. Nothing that we think we need to plant churches.
Man, it just reminds me of what you guys were just talking about. You know, it's like, send somebody else, Lord. But it's like, these people have no resources whatsoever. And here we are in America thinking we have no resources, but we have basically infinite resources compared to other people in other parts of the world.
Right. And so it's not like me coming in there and telling them what to do or helping them. They're, you know, they are an example to me of how to be the church and evangelism and reach their communities with the gospel. But so what they do is when they plant a church, they also try to start a school at that church. And this is a way to reach into the community because, of course, as the kids come to the school, then they also, they're reaching the kids with the gospel because they teach the Bible at their schools, but they're also, of course, reaching the parents. And this is really helping them to make inroads into their communities with the gospel and to build up their churches. So now where Global Fingerprints comes in is our mission is to vulnerable children. And people think that we just minister to orphans, but orphans are vulnerable children, but there are vulnerable children who are vulnerable for many other reasons, just poverty, neglect, abuse, disease, war. You know, Liberia has had all of these. They had a long civil war. They had the Ebola epidemic. That gave us a lot of Ebola orphans. So we look for the vulnerable children in these communities. And all the local staff comes from the FWA church. They run the program on the ground. They are the face of the program. So when the Liberians see the program, they don't see this white lady from the States. They see their neighbors. They see this, the members of the FWA church. They are the face of the program. And so they go into the communities and they find these vulnerable children that need help. Usually they can't afford to go to school. They can't afford to go to the doctor. They may not have enough to eat. And so we, as I find a sponsor for them, hopefully. And once we have a sponsor, then we can get them in school. We can get them medical care. They're assigned to a child advocate who checks on them on a regular basis, checks on them at home, checks on them at school to see how they're doing. So my job is I'm the site coordinator, and I coordinate between the site, which is Liberia, and the United States. So I work with the staff in Liberia. I'm always in communication with them by email, by video chat, things like that. And then of course I go there about twice a year for a couple weeks at a time. And while I'm there, we have staff meetings as a group, individually. I meet with the kids, I visit the school, I visit their homes, and just try to see what's happening in the program and meet with them so we can discuss problems and create policy and set goals. And we also do training. We do a lot of training in our staff. They're trained in trauma healing counseling. They're trained in child protection. We've been learning how to build resilience in children so they can cope with things like the pandemic in an emotionally healthy way. And then I also work with the staff in the United States. So I work with our Global Fingerprint staff who is supporting us here. I work with churches like Fellowship. I work with sponsors. If the sponsors have any questions or things like that, I'm the one who deals with them. So I'm the coordinator between all those different groups and people.
That's awesome.
That's amazing.
Yes.
It's so beautiful. I mostly work out of my home here in northeastern Pennsylvania, in my home office where I am now. But I do travel quite a bit, as I said, to do all of this coordination.
Yeah, that's really beautiful. Just I love your focus on how it's that church that's doing the work, that they don't really see someone coming from overseas to do it. That's the local church in Liberia reaching the people of Liberia. And it just you showing the love of Christ in order to share the gospel with them in such a beautiful way that yeah, it's awesome. So did you have any favorite memories of your time on the field?
Well, I have a lot of them, but one that was recent was on one of my recent trips. I go to the schools and call the children out of class and talk to them one at a time, maybe take their picture, just see how they're doing. So I talked to this one girl called Melvina. We chatted. She started to run back to her class, and then she turned around and she ran back and she gave me a big hug. Mm-hmm. And I just felt so, you know, loved and appreciated. And yeah, I was just surprised by that and just overwhelmed that she felt that so much appreciation and love that she had to run back and give me a hug. So that was, those things keep you going, you know?
Right. That's awesome.
And when I see the difference that it makes in kids, there's been a few kids especially who stand out who just have had a really rough time. And then when I see the difference that we make in their lives, it just makes such a difference.
Mm. That's cool. Talking about vulnerable children as well, the Bible really talks about God's love for the brokenhearted, for those who are oppressed or downtrodden, and just kind of really speaking to those people that his presence is near them. That his presence is with them. And I think that's just the very I think that's extremely true of your guys' situation, of your situation in Liberia. The church there and you going there and helping the children, you are the presence of God to these kids. And they see that, they feel that, and it's real. It's not just, it's not wishy-washy. It's a real thing. That's very cool.
Yeah, in fact, I can tell you the story of one girl, Naomi. Her one of her parents died when she was born. The other one abandoned her with some relatives. The relatives treated her horribly. They mistreated her. The people in the village ostracized her, treated her as a witch, really cast her out when she was a young girl. And another relative in the village where we have a school heard about this, brought her into her home, started sending her to our school, and she's doing great in school. And when I talked to her and I said, "What has Global Fingerprints done for you? How has this changed your life?" And she said, "Now I know that God loves me."
Wow.
She never heard that before.
That's beautiful.
That's the gospel right there.
Amen.
That's beautiful. How has the current COVID-19 pandemic impacted the ministry?
Well, at first there was a state of emergency and people were not allowed to travel. So it was hard for us to go visit the children or even for the staff to get together and meet, which they do on a regular basis. That has been relaxed now. They've released the state of emergency, but there are still some travel restrictions between the counties. And so one of the big effects has been that the rural counties have not been able to bring their food into the capital. And so the prices of everything have gone up, food and gasoline and all of the necessities of life. The prices have really gone up, and then there's starting to be shortages of those things. So one thing that we have done is we could see this coming. So right away we got on this and sent them some extra money to buy rice and oil and beans and some soap, some cleaning supplies that we could give to the children and the parents to help them get through this time.
That's good. That's really good. We're so selfish just to think about our own context that we forget that there's a whole nother world out there with their own problems and dealing with the very same thing.
Right.
And so it's you know, causes for introspection and introspectiveness during that. So.
Right. Actually, they're dealing with a lot of the same things as far as having to wear masks and social distancing and all that kind of thing. But like I said, it's even harder when you don't have the necessities of life and food. And I hear people here complaining about, "Oh, well, now I'm gaining weight because I'm just sitting home and eating." And I think, yeah, people in other countries just can't even get the food. So
yeah,
they have a different take on that problem.
Yeah.
So they're concerned about more than toilet paper in other countries, is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Awesome. Well, what do you see as the biggest need in your ministry? And how can we help? How can Fellowship Church help with that?
Well, we are a child sponsorship program. And so that is what runs the program, and that's what makes the difference in the life of the children. You know, there was a study done a few years ago that showed that child sponsorship was the most effective way to help a child in poverty in the long term. You know, other things are very short term. You know, you can feed a child for a day, but they're going to need to get fed the next day, you know, or you can do short-term trips or things like that. But a sponsorship is a long-term commitment to that child. You know, we're getting them through school. We're making sure they have a vocational talent. We're making sure that they're healthy, and that just they need to be healthy to be able to attend school and to grow up. We're making sure they get to the doctors and get the medicines they need. We're making sure they're getting counseling so that they are healthy emotionally, because a lot of these kids have been through trauma. We're making sure that they're hearing the gospel. you know, that's going to make the biggest difference in their life. If they become a Christian, if they start trusting Christ as their Savior, they're, you know, this is going to make such a huge difference in their life and give them hope for the long term. So this is the backbone, and what we really need the most of is sponsors for the children, because this is what's going to make the biggest difference for them.
Awesome. And so if anybody wanted to be a sponsor, what would they do? How would they go about doing that?
Well, they can go to globalfingerprints.org. And there's all the instructions on how to sign up to be a sponsor. And if you're going to do it online, you have to do it by credit card. It's deducted from your credit card automatically every month. If you wanted to do it a different way, like writing a check every month or having it deducted from your checking account, people can contact me and I can give them the information on how to do that also.
Okay.
They can contact me at peggy.maynard@efca.org. And so, some of the things that sponsorship pays for, the sponsorship costs $35 a month, so about $1 a day. And that pays for the child's education, their health care. We help with nutrition as it's needed and other needs. As I said, there's someone who's checking on them all the time to making sure they're really in school, that they're doing well, that they're not abused at home, all of those kind of things. So that's the basics of the sponsorship.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us tonight and on this and sharing with us your passion for Liberia and for the gospel and for vulnerable children. We'll make sure that we can get all that information as well, put on our podcast information there, so people can either get in contact with you if they want, or if they want to go ahead and just start donating from the website. Thank you once again for joining us tonight on the Fellowship Church podcast. If you enjoy this podcast, please leave a honest 5-star review and share it on all your social media outlets. God bless you.